I want to speak a little tonight about the love of God. So I haven't got many scriptures to turn to, but if we can turn firstly to scripture in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. Him who knew not sin, he has made sin for us, that we might become God's righteousness in him. Do you think about when I read this, it really came home to me, that first few words of this scripture. Him who knew not sin. You think of my Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thought about him as being that perfect man in the reading, didn't we? And you think of that perfection, the glory, the majesty of our Lord Jesus Christ. He knew not sin. And then there's you and I. Well, I don't know about you, friend, but for myself, I'm a sinner. I know that I've done wrong. I've disobeyed God. I've always done my own way. You think of that, it speaks of we've all gone our own way. We've all wanted to do what we wanted to do in life, generally without a thought. That's what man is away from God. But how thankful I am that God has provided a Saviour, friend. He's provided Jesus, this wonderful Saviour. And you think of the background to this as opposed to who I am and who we are as sinners. Him who knew not sin. Think of the enormity. We almost can't really enter into it as to what Jesus came here to do so that God could come out in blessing towards you and I without having to sacrifice his perfection or righteousness, that he can come out in blessing towards us because of what Jesus did, my Saviour, went to the cross. Him who knew not sin. You think of the burden that must have been to Jesus to think of that. Every step he walked in perfection, being obedient to his God and Father. And yet he knew he had to go that way, friend, to the cross. And he went there in obedience. Obedience. Always obedient to his God and Father. And the sufferings of Jesus, you think of that on that cross. Oh, the love. Doesn't it just show the love of God? How Jesus displayed it, how he suffered and died, friend, on that cross. Those nails through his hands and his feet, and then that spear through his side, piercing his side and blood and water coming out. That precious blood, friend, is able to cleanse all your sins away tonight. Are you trusting in it? It's wonderful to know that that precious blood can get rid of all your sin, can wipe your sin away, as if you trust in Jesus, and then God looks upon us as if we haven't sinned. We trust in him. We're clothed in the righteousness of Christ and his work. Nothing to do with me or my righteousnesses are as filthy rags. But yet, you think of what Christ has done, established this basis, righteous basis, where God can come out in blessing to you and I. And that isn't that gracious? We don't deserve blessing in that sense. We don't deserve these things because of what we've done. But yet, God loves you, friend, and he values you. He values you. He loves you greatly tonight. Jesus went this way because of his love for you, friend, in a way. Wonderful love displayed on the cross by my Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful Saviour he is. And you think of not just the blood, but you think of also him going into the grave after that death and then being risen. What a wonderful victory. You know, he's defeated Satan, he's defeated death, Jesus, and a wonderful victory over death. You think of that. He had to go right into the grave itself, but by God's glory, risen. And now I love to think of his position seated at God's right hand. He is tonight my Saviour. He's a living man in the glory. He's not in the grave. And that's the joy, isn't it, for every believer, everyone that could trust in him, is you can, if you repent and ask for your forgiveness, repent and God will forgive you of your sins. And you can have that peace, peace with God, knowing that your sins are forgiven because of what Jesus has done on that cross. And now I just want to turn to another scripture, if I may, in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And we'll start from verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ. Tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword, according as it is written, for thy sake, we are put to death all the day long. We have been reckoned as sheep for slaughter. But in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that has loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, started from verse 35, but I'm really going to focus on that list from verse 37, if I may, for a minute. Just take a minute to contemplate as you read that. The things, the enormity, the depths, it's hard to even explain it, of God's love, that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Even when I was away from God, God loved me, and friend, even as away from God, God loves you. As I said, he cares for you. He wants to spend time with you. He wants to talk to you. And he wants you to come into relationship with him, and through trusting in Christ, in Jesus, and putting your faith in him tonight, you can have access, it says, to God, to the Father, to have that nearness of relationship, to know him as Father. And isn't this just encouraging what Paul says here? I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, you know, these things are very real, friend. We have to go through this. Death is a very real thing that all of us are going to go through. And friend, the Christian, you need not have no fear of death tonight. But there's an opportunity to have life, to accept Christ into your heart, and to have life through him, eternal life. And know, as it says elsewhere, it says, I go to prepare you a place that where I may be, you also may be. What a wonderful hope that is for everyone that's trusted in Christ, that we have a hope beyond death, a hope beyond death. You know, death, as I said, it's a very real thing. It's coming up this year, later in September, a year since my grandma passed away. And it's wonderful to know she's with Jesus. She's with Jesus. There's a wonderful rest. There's no thought of being in pain anymore or sadness. She's with her Saviour. And that, is the hope of my heart. Is it the hope of your heart? As the day gets more evil or darker, that we might have the hope of seeing our Lord Jesus. I hope that would be the hope of your heart tonight, that neither death nor life, and these whole incredible lists of things, nor things present, nor things to come, we don't know, do we, what things have to come in our lives. We might go through all kinds of difficult circumstances, but Jesus will be with you through it all. He's a wonderful Saviour. I can say that through experience. He's with you through the hard times. He's with you in the good times. And you can trust him in full confidence today, friends, through coming to him in repentance and just asking for forgiveness. And he will give you life. And so I just don't really have any more to say. There's just a short recollection story, if I may. There was a Christian who was a preacher in America, I believe, who was much engaged in the work of the Lord. And one day he went blind, and a brother said to him, well, what do you make of all of this? You're doing all that work now, you can't do so much. What do you make of it? And the blind brother could say, well, the God who remembered me before the world was will not forget me in time. You know, just want you to think about that, friend, that God loved you even before the world was, and he cares for you tonight, and he wants you to come into relationship with him through our Lord Jesus Christ. He's a wonderful Saviour, and I'd urge you to accept him. You know, the time we talked about, the urgency, the time is, we can't promise tomorrow. We can't promise next week, but this is the day of grace. This is an opportunity, if you haven't already, to reach out and grab the Saviour, just like Peter could reach out and grab onto him when he said, Lord, save me. Did the Lord let him down? Did Jesus let him down? No, he didn't. He reached out and grabbed him. So I would encourage you just to, if you haven't already, trust in Jesus. He's a wonderful Saviour. He loves you and he cares for you. And that's really all I've got for tonight. May God bless the word.